Hey, buddy. Oh, we got our ready to go. Good morning. The time is, well, I guess it's 7:03 a.m. On April 19th, 2023, and I call the meeting of the Arizona Board of Psychologist Examiners to order. This meeting is video hosted using Zoom. The public and parties on this agenda have been properly noticed of this fact and have been supplied with meeting access instructions. Continuing education credit will not be granted for attending this meeting. Ms. Pakenaar, can we please begin with a roll call?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Dr. Davey?
Present.
Dr. Meyer? Dr. Meyer? I'll come back. Mr. Diner?
Good morning. I'm present.
Dr. Davis-Wilson?
Present.
Dr. Catarino, Dr. Medina,
present.
Dr. Malott,
present.
Dr. Stewart,
present.
And Mr. Nguyen,
present.
And then I'll come back to Dr. Meyer for the roll call.
Ms. Shreve was not called.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped you, Ms. Shreve. Oh, goodness, Ms. Shreve.
I'm here.
And one last call for Dr. Meyer, please. I'll note he's present and you have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. The board may vote to go into executive session on any item on this agenda pursuant of ARS 38431.03A2 to review confidential records, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is confidential by state or federal law, and or ARS 38431.03A3 to receive confidential legal advice from the board's attorney. We'll now move to item number 3 of the agenda, discussion consideration, possible action pertaining to complaint number 2347 for Aspen Grant, MED, including but not limited to the possible summary suspension of her license, the practice behavior analysis, referral to formal hearing, or other administrative remedies available to the board. Ms. Michelson, will you please provide a summary of this matter to the board?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Ms. Grant was issued her behavior analyst license by the board back in 2020. On April 11th of 2023, the board received a complaint against Ms. Grant from her supervisor, initials LB, at the agency where Ms. Grant was working at the time as a BCBA. The complaint alleged the following. On the morning of April 11th, Ms. Grant arrived at work. Approximately 30 minutes later after arriving at work, the operations manager entered Ms. Grant's office to find her asleep at her desk and smelling strongly of alcohol. When Ms. Grant did not respond to her name being called, the complainant LB was contacted. When LB entered Ms. Grant's office, she called Ms. Grant's name, and again, there was no response. LB reported Ms. Grant's office smelling of alcohol as well. Ms. Grant only awoke after LB nudged her, and she took longer than normal to respond and mumbled unintelligibly. After LB returned from speaking with agency leadership regarding this situation, Ms. Grant was observed following her client through the hallway. She was stumbling and slurring her words as she was speaking to the client. It was determined that Ms. Grant had been providing services to a minor child for approximately 18 minutes in a room in which no one else was present. Ms. Grant was directed to return to her office, pack her belongings, and prepare to leave the premises. Staff called an Uber to transport Ms. Grant to her home. Approximately 5 minutes after staff escorted her to the Uber, a staff member was notified by the Uber driver that she had terminated the ride. Shortly after that, she was observed returning to the agency's parking lot and getting into her car and driving away. Staff then called the local police to report a suspected impaired driver. LB indicated that the agency had never received any follow-up or correspondence from the police department after making that call. Ms. Grant was terminated the subsequent day on April 12th for violating the agency's policy due to arriving at the workplace under the influence of alcohol. An incident report submitted to the board indicated that at approximately 9 a.m. on April 11th, a colleague reported that Ms. Grant contacted her and stated that she needed help. During their discussion in Ms. Grant's office, she admitted to the colleague that she had consumed alcohol that morning before coming into work. When Ms. Grant was interviewed by board staff on April 12th regarding these allegations, much of the information that she provided in response to staff's questions contradicted information obtained during the investigation. Additionally, some statements made in Ms. Grant's April 16th written response to the notice of the complaint also contradicted statements that were made to board staff days prior during an April 12th interview. Specifically, Ms. Grant stated during the interview that she does not consume alcohol on the weekdays and that the last time she had consumed alcohol was the weekend prior to the events of April 11th. However, in her subsequent written statement on April 16th, she indicated, quote, "I did consume an alcoholic beverage on Monday evening. I apologize for not including this in my original statement. However, as this was a small amount of alcohol, I did not register its importance when I was contacted by the board as enough alcohol to impair me or react with my medicine," end quote. On April 17th, the board received results of a urine alcohol and drug screen that Ms. Grant took on the afternoon of April 12th at the request of board staff during the phone interview. That test was positive for alcohol. This matter is before the board today to determine if emergency action is necessary to protect the public or if other administrative options should be exercised. This concludes my summary. I do want to note that we have several representatives from the agency present, and I also see that Ms. Grant is present as well. So please let me know if there are any questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Michelson. Do board members have any questions for Ms. Michelson at this time?
Mr. Chair, Inspector Meyer, I just wanted to let you know that I am present now. I was having technical difficulties, but heard the summary.
Thank you, Dr. Meyer. We will note that. I did not see any questions for board staff at this particular point. Thank you. Is the complainant LB present? Let's see the screen here. Oh, yes. Thank you. There you are. Very good. Can you please introduce yourself for the record using only your initials? From there, we'd like you to thank you first for being present today. The board's received and reviewed the materials you submitted, but you're welcome to make a brief statement at this time, up to 5 minutes if you wish to do so.
My name is LB, and I am the center director for the company that we work at. I think that whatever has been submitted is on behalf of this instance is more than enough, but I'm happy to answer any questions. The summary that Ms. Michelson presented was enough, and I think that it kind of painted the picture.
Thank you. Board members, if you have questions, now is the time for LB. Does anybody have any questions? Yes, Dr. Stewart, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Davey. Yes, LB, is this a single occurrence or has Ms. Grant been noted to be in this condition previously?
I never noted in specific. There was a documentation provided on call outs, going home early. I couldn't suspect necessarily this time. It was pretty evident. But if you look at the documentation, it does paint a pattern of behavior consistently of things that could indicate related to the condition. So I can only assume, I can't confirm. This was the only time that I was most certain and could confirm from my perspective.
Thank you so much.
Additional questions from board staff at this time for LB? All right.
I just quick question.
Oh, yes, Ms. Shreve, sorry.
There was a comment about that Ms. Grant, or excuse me, the person was with the client, was with a toddler, I guess, a 3-year-old. Could you just confirm that the situation there, that the child was fine, that could you kind of sum up that, I think, just to make sure that we're all clear of what occurred?
Yeah, so what occurred was I was actually in supervision waiting for information from my direct reports to make sure that I was doing everything per what HR would want and everything. And then as I was in supervision, I saw the it kind of playing out. But the child was fine. Nobody was harmed. I'm sure you could imagine she was kind of trying to get it together in that moment. And, but it wasn't enough at that time. And so it was pretty evident. I wanted to respect her dignity. So I had messaged her on our communication system and had said, hey, I need you to go back to your office. It took her pretty much the whole 18 minutes to actually process that I messaged, and I had to nudge her and say, hey, check your message. I wanted to respect her dignity in that moment. And then she had went back to her office after that 18 minutes. And I had said, you know, she had said, do you want to talk? And I said, I need you to just wait in your office until I have further instruction.
And just to confirm, she was alone with the child. Was a parent there?
No parent there. There was an RBT. So that was a correction I did here too. That she was with an RBT and she was amongst the staff. So she was attempting to provide supervision and oversight of the client with the RBT. So the RBT was technically in direct care, but she was overseeing the client in that time.
And then could you, I represent the public, so okay. RBT doesn't really mean a whole lot to me.
Oh, sorry.
If you could just, you know, say what that means for the record, just so we have it.
Registered behavior technician, and that's the direct care provider that's providing the direct behavior analytics support.
Okay. So that person was with the child too. Okay. Yes. I just wanted to confirm that part of the situation. Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Shreves. Dr. Mulott.
Yeah, I just had a question for LB. In the report and said, you know, I keep hearing the word or read that Ms. Grant was alone, but you said there was an RBT. No,
there was an RBT.
Okay.
I don't recall putting alone because I did observe
with the client. I guess I made the assumption. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. She was with a client and she was providing direct oversight for supervision over the RBT and the client. Yes.
Okay. So the child was never alone with.
Okay. No, ma'am.
Oh, but yes, thank you for that clarification, because I think I had flagged some of those that comment as well, which was it seemed odd that there would be a BCBA, considering one that you were also monitoring for safety at that particular time, somehow would have been able to take a child and go to a therapy room and not have anybody else with oversight. So thank you for that clarification. I appreciate that.
And this is Jean Galvin. And if you're referring to, you know, a memo that I drafted or any particular pleadings, then that would be my oversight or misinterpretation of the documentation that was provided to the board staff.
Thank you. Any other further questions for LB at this time? All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. So let's continue on then. I believe that there are other witnesses to the alleged events and the company representatives who are here. I believe if I'm looking correctly, I see initials SS. I believe I also see KU. I see an HN, but I believe in my notes I have an HNG, but I'll assume that that's also the correct person. So one at a time, please. Let's start. Let's go SS, then HN-G, and then KU. Will you please introduce yourselves one at a time using your initials, state your role and title. And if you'd like to make a brief statement after your introduction, please do so. Please keep those under 5 minutes. Let's begin with SS.
Good morning. My name is SS. I am the Director of Clinical Operations for the company that I am representing. I do not have a statement at this time.
Thank you. HN hyphen G. HNG. There we go.
Hi. I represent the company, and I'm the Senior Vice President of Human Resources, and I was the HR rep who was contacted. Regarding this matter, I have no statement at this time.
And I'm KU. I'm the Vice President of Compliance for Blue Sprig, and I was consulted as well when the incident occurred. And I don't have a statement.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the three of you being here. Board members, if you have questions, now would be a time to pose these questions to SS, HNG, or KU. If you have those questions, please raise your hand and we'll get you open up the mic for you. Okay. Not seeing any questions. I just one general question, and any of the individuals on the I guess I'll pose it to SS. All three of you, none of you were on site, correct? You're all remote. You were a phone call. There was a phone call or some communication to alert you to the situation. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, HNG, is that correct?
That's correct.
And KU, is that also correct? Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
All right. Hands up.
Whose hands up?
LB and Mr. Diner.
Oh, Mr. Diner. Sorry, for some reason my screen had cut you off. Well, Ms. LB, actually, we can come back to you if you have a question in just a second. Mr. Diner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick question, which is HR related. So from the HR director's perspective, are they aware of any other HR issues that they faced relating to this particular licensee?
Nothing else has been reported to the HR department.
Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Thank you. LB, if you have a question right now, let us finish up this. And then if you had something you'd like to add to your statements, we can circle back. Any other questions from board members with regard to the organization's representatives that are on the line? All right, hearing none. LB, did you have something you needed to add to your statement previously?
I just wanted to let you guys know that the OMKF is sitting next to me, and then the one that colleague that it was reported to is also in this room. So I know that they weren't on individual Zoom links, but I thought that was important to let you know that they are both here as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And those individuals, Ms. Michelson, those individuals we don't have necessarily noted as, did we know they were attending?
Yes, I did not know who was going to be in a room together or separately. So the board can determine if there's any questions for them. If not, then go to the licensing.
Let's go ahead. LB, can you please have them introduce themselves, their role within the company?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I'm KF. I am the operations manager for the company.
I am KW. I am an RBT on the floor.
Thank you.
I had a question.
Yes, Dr.
The person who just introduced himself as the RBT, I didn't catch the name because they're sitting further away, I think, from your computer. But were you the RBT in session?
No.
Okay.
Not in session with her.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? I guess my question is, LB, the two initials that you had there for the other, what is the relationship for, and they can respond themselves. What is your relationship to the matter that we're hearing today?
So I'm the OM. So I was in direct contact. I was the first one to notice the smell of the alcohol, as well as I was present for the incident of sending, I called the Uber for her, as well as following up with seeing her get into her call or her car and whatnot.
Thank you. And for the RBT that is behind you?
Initials KW. I am a colleague that what she had reported that she had allegedly been drifted up on.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, please. Yes.
Yes, for KW, may I ask you to repeat what you just said?
My colleague, that she had, she came to me that morning and we had talked, and she had told me that she had consumed alcohol that morning.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Additional questions at this time? All right. Hearing none, then we will move on. Thank you for being here and appreciate your willingness to introduce yourselves and answer the few questions we had for you. Is the licensee Aspen Grant? Let's see if I can see if I, yep, there we are. I see you are present. Are you represented by counsel today? Ms. Grant?
No, I am not.
Thank you. Ms. Grant, this is my understanding you've not retained an attorney. Could you please take a moment, introduce yourself to the board, and if you wish, please make a brief statement to the board, keeping that under 5 minutes. Thank you.
Yes. So my name is Aspen Grant. I am the licensee. In my statement, and I'm sorry, I'm having technical difficulties, so I'm also over the phone. So I did provide a statement. I admittedly, back in January.
There's within these sessions, please do not discuss any formal medical diagnoses during an open session. Okay. So you can just refer to it as a diagnosis, or if it's something that we need to have further discussion about in terms of any particular diagnoses, we'll do that in an executive session with you present.
Okay. So I had a formal diagnosis back in January. That was something that I have reported both to LB and KF. I've had multiple conversations with them. I have asked to leave early due to things related to the diagnoses. I never, in my wildest dreams, would ever put anyone in harm. I felt I was doing okay that morning. I had the perfect storm, I guess you could say, as far as having taken medications that morning as well for not feeling well. And I should have, in hindsight, asked to leave early or not come in. I absolutely love everything that I do, the people that I work with, the clients, and would never, ever intentionally put anyone in harm's way.
Thank you, Ms. Grant. Is that the conclusion of your statement?
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here. And now we'll, if there's, we'll have some questions from the board with regard to this matter. Board members, does anybody have questions for Ms. Grant? Go ahead, Dr. Milan.
Ms. Grant, as I read your statement and initial comments made by staff, they don't seem to match. Could you speak on that? Your initial statements that you made, and then the change into your story.
Yes. So the statement that I was made, honestly, I was completely caught off guard by the fact that I was getting a phone call from the board. And I mean, there were a lot of other things that led up to that, to the incident, and that is, you know, being caught off guard and not really having a moment to think. I did unintentionally leave things out, not thinking that some of those things were going to impact my statement in any way.
Any other questions from board members? Dr. Stewart.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. I have some questions, but I think they would be better responded to in executive session.
Fair enough. Is that a motion?
I so moved.
I'll second.
If I may, is that a motion to go into executive session to review protected health information and to receive legal advice if necessary?
Yes, ma'am.
And we have Dinart with Mr. Dinart with a second.
Yes. Thank you.
Very good. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstaining? Motion carries. Back into open session.
Dr. Davey, I would ask that you clarify that we are in open session for a board meeting. I see others are on the line. We do have a CSC meeting starting in about 5 minutes. So just to clarify, this is a special board meeting that was held and is being held. So we are not at the complaint screening committee just yet.
Well, very well said. I don't think I'll repeat that. I think that those that are listening in heard, so I appreciate that, Ms. Galvin. As we return back from executive session, where the board was receiving information with regard to PHI, as well as legal advice, we're now coming back into open session, begin discussion and deliberations of this matter. You know, I will initiate the discussion. You know, at this point, and I also want to just clarify that we have Ms. Grant is back in here as our multiple representatives from the organization, SS, HNG, LB, seeing who else I can scan through quickly. But those are the initials and names that I see right this second. I think that with regard to this discussion, we have some significant inconsistencies within what was reported to us by coworkers, by what was reported by the licensee to board staff, some vagueness and inconsistencies even to what's being reported to the board. And that is of significant concern to myself and I believe others. And regardless of the motivations behind those or the misunderstandings behind those, there's significant issue here that brings me to the conclusion that the licensee at this particular point should not be practicing, should not be holding an active license, and that we need to have a discussion around the path forward for this individual as it pertains to perhaps some rehabilitation. Others, I'd like to add to the discussion. Dr. Malott.
Hi. I would like to see about the possibility of offering Ms. Grant the kind of, you know, the interim suspension while she goes through an evaluation for fitness for duty. I'm hoping, and maybe Ms. Galvin can answer this, that we can submit this meeting and the information that we've gathered as part of our recommendation. Is that possible, Ms. Galvin?
Yes, it is.
Yes, because I really do want whoever is conducting the evaluation to hear the board's concerns about the inconsistency and possibly, you know, that the different stories. So all of that is taken into account. And I would hope that Ms. Grant participates fully because this would be to her benefit if there is an issue and how she can address it and get the help she needs so she can be a practitioner in the long run once she's taken care of the issue. So that would be that's where I am leaning at this point.
Mr. Dinart.
Thank you, Dr. Davey. I agree with what Dr. Malott said. Just as a point of clarification, I think the fitness for duty evaluator should also have the benefit of the discussion that occurred in executive session. I'm not sure, Ms. Galvin, if that can be provided because there was some health information that was discussed. But I think there was also some discussion around the areas that the evaluator would find relevant to the analysis.
Yes, staff will ensure that the evaluator is provided with an accurate summary of the protected health information and the questions and the answers that were provided.
Thank you, Ms. Galvin.
Other questions? Yes, Dr. Stewart.
Thank you, Dr. Davey. I absolutely concur with Dr. Malott and Dr. Davey as well as Mr. Dinar. I think the matters discussed and the evidence presented is such that the licensee should have her license suspended until such time as a fit for duty evaluation can occur.
Is that in the form of a motion?
Yes, I move that the...
Before I allow you to do that, let's make sure that there's no more further discussion and discussion. Last time I got in trouble for that, I think. further discussion, deliberation by the board. And then I'm not seeing any... I'm taking that we have some consensus around the discussion here. Ms. Galvin, you had provided some legal advice with regard to in terms of following some motion cadence with regard to that. Is that something we need to attend to here, given what I'm hearing as kind of a consensus?
I'm understanding that Dr. Stewart wants to make a motion to offer the... licensee an interim consent agreement for the suspension of her license, during which time she will undergo a substance use evaluation with a fitness for duty component, and that if she does not sign that within 7 business days, then do I understand the board would like to summarily suspend her license?
Yes. I would, if that's a friendly amendment to Dr. Stewart's discussion.
And based upon the discussion, does the board believe that emergency action is required today?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you reviewed the interim findings of fact and conclusions of law? With the exception of finding effect number 5 that discusses that she was alone with the client, we will amend that. But is the interim findings of fact and conclusions of law something that the board agrees with?
Yes.
And if she fails to sign the interim consent agreement, you would adopt the interim findings of fact conclusions of law in order for summary suspension and move this to a formal hearing?
Yes.
And at that formal hearing, would you seek revocation or suspension of her license?
Yes.
Revocation or suspension?
Suspension.
And for a period of time until she receives the type of assistance that was discussed in executive session related to protected health information?
Yes.
And is that in the form of a motion?
Yes, I so move.
Second.
I don't know that I can repeat exactly what you said, but that's my motion.
I think in summary, in summary of the motion, it's the interim finding of fact with the exception of 5 that we're going to accept. It's that the suspension is going to go into effect now, that we're going to get the evaluation in place. Any failure to follow the agreement that Ms. Galvin and board staff are going to put forth would lead to within the next 7 days would then lead to immediate suspension and then going to a formal hearing.
And we will need a roll call.
Absolutely. And then so we have a motion. We had a second. It was not Mr. Dinar who second. Who got in there as the second? I apologize.
Dr. Medina.
All right. Any further? We have a motion and second. Any further discussion? All right. Hearing none. Could we go ahead and get a roll call vote?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Dr. Davey?
Yes.
Dr. Meyer?
Yes.
Mr. Diner?
Yes.
Dr. Davis Wilson?
Yes.
Dr. Catarino is not present. Dr. Medina?
Yes.
Dr. Malat?
Yes.
Ms. Shreve?
Yes.
Dr. Stewart?
Yes.
And Mr. Nguyen?
Yes.
The motion does carry.
Thank you, Ms. Beckman. And with that, board staff, you will be in touch with Ms. Grant, I assume, later today with regard to next steps around this, and that you will keep the board informed if there are any missteps with regard to the agreement.
Yes, of course, Mr. Chair.
Oh, thank you very much. With that, I believe we can move to item number 4, which is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, motion to adjourn, first, a second, no further discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Hearing none, motion carries. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, okay. Everyone.